I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of my favorite Republicans, he's not my absolute number one, but he's on my top 10 list, is Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and a guy that might be a candidate for president in 2024. He has been in his state fighting mask mandates for workers and now for kids. You know, this idea of having to be in school and your teacher is maskless and the kids are wearing masks, he views that as really, really wrong. And in fact, Ron DeSantis was on Fox News yesterday talking about that very thing. This is cut number two. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida.
You have adults that are not masked.
That's right.
And then the students are all masked, or you'll have a crowded restaurant where everyone's having a good time and they make the servers wear masks. I reject the two-tier society. I say every time we go, if we're at a big event and the servers are wearing it, they should be liberated from those masks. It is political theater. They're doing it for the appearance. They're not doing it because it's having any meaningful medical impact.
No, but everyone loves a caste system, especially when they're at the top of it, right? I mean, that's really what they're demanding.
Exactly. And we've seen time and time again, all these left-wing lockdown politicians, they'll impose mandates on others, then they'll be out cavorting. And by the way, they escape to Florida and live under our freedom time and time again. And we've documented that as well. So it is a hierarchy, and that's what they're trying to impose. And we reject that in Florida. And yes, if I have people that I think are being bullied into doing masks, I'm going to let them know you have the right to take it off. And I'm also going to tell them the truth, which not a lot of adults have told them, that it's not effective to wear them in the first place.
That's Ron DeSantis on with Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel. One thing we do know, that President Zelensky of Ukraine has criticized the NATO decision not to implement a no-fly zone. What this tells me is that NATO is being bullied by Russia. The same way that Russia is trying to bully Ukraine. Simply put, this is wrong. How is Ukraine supposed to defend itself? With Molotov cocktails? Against, first-rate military gear that the Russians have? I mean, is that what we're going to be looking at here? If so, this is going to be a slow annihilation of the Ukrainian people. And that is flat out wrong. Stay where you are. More to do. Oh, coming up. Guy Nora is a candidate for governor in the Republican Party. And a smart guy, rich guy, self-funding a bunch of his own candidacy, but he still accepts $25 donations and $100 donations and things like that. But Guy Nora was with us earlier. I want you to hear his message, in particular about knowing about war firsthand. He did it during a civil war in Lebanon when he was 15. When he was 15 years old. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KM670
MCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:31, as we check out our conditions right now, a couple of crashes working on area freeways. Westbound Craig at the 15 interchange. That incident is blocking the right lane. Another collision, US 95 southbound. That's at Cheyenne. The left lane is blocked in that one. Beltway congestion continues on the 215 west at Gillespie. Looks like you're only averaging about 35 miles per hour right now on US 95 eastbound past Valley View as you enter the downtown corridor. That's where you'll be greeted with bumper-to-bumper conditions when you get there. 515 eastbound at Main Street and 515 westbound at Eastern. Do expect delays.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Mountain West basketball yesterday, San Diego State holds on to beat Fresno State in double overtime, 65-64. One game in the league tonight, Utah State at San Jose State. And then tomorrow, UNLV will wrap up their regular season as they play at New Mexico. Also tomorrow, UNR hosting San Diego State in Reno. Colorado State at home against Boise State. And Fresno State goes to Wyoming. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they lose to the Bruins yesterday by a 5-2 score. Right back at tonight, they are in Anaheim for a matchup against the Ducks. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
At CDW, we get new work environments can bring new distractions.
My kitchen is my new office. It's also home to our new family smoothie machine.
While CDW experts can pre-configure Dell Latitude 9000 series laptops with built-in AI that learns how users work to minimize disruptions and help you and your organization stay productive. Ooh, even when life gets messy.
I'll get the hose.
For technology that helps you adapt, trust Dell Technologies and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Learn more at cdw.com/dellclient.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, Gee Nora, a guy that is very, very familiar with war because he had to defend his country back at age 15 in Lebanon, in Beirut, Lebanon. We'll talk about that coming up in just a couple of minutes, and his campaign for governor in the state of Nevada. First, I want to bring in gentleman Jim Dallas, and we talk about cancel culture, but right now there is a cancel culture that's going on, and it all surrounds Russia. Boy, the list is like two arms long of corporations that are ditching Russia. What's going on out there?
Yeah, well, now we have the worldwide, the WWE. We all have seen this, whether you are a regular viewer or not. They said that they are going to eliminate the Russian access to its wrestling content, which includes the Raw series, the SmackDown series, the NXT shows, and its premium live events like WrestleMania 38. So they're going to be bored, because Russia themselves, the government of Russia, has canceled Facebook. They are trying to stifle dissent there in Russia, so it's a tit for tat right now. So we're canceling Russia, and Russia is now canceling Facebook.
Wow.
In Russia. And video game maker called Cyberpunk 2077. I guess they're referring to a futuristic year. Cyberpunk 2077, they're halting sales to Russia. And we're all familiar with Electric Arts, EA Sports.
Oh, yeah.
They've started to remove the Russian national teams and Russian clubs from its soccer franchise. So they continue to disappear from the world stage.
That's incredible.
And in Russia, apparently, Facebook is disappearing because people are seeing the truth out there. And,
wow.
And that's really sad.
We had a chance earlier to visit with Guy Nora. And he is a candidate for governor of the great state of Nevada. And I had a chance to ask him how the campaign is going so far.
Yes, we do, Kevin. We've been working really, really hard. Just to give you an example, I haven't been in my house in Reno except for 5 days since December 1st.
Wow.
We've been on the road. We've been talking to people. We've been meeting people. I think after two debates and the fundraising numbers came out, we vaulted up to the top tier of candidates. Momentum is on our side, and we're not going to stop now.
As you know, over the last couple of weeks, we have been dealing with the run-up to a war in Ukraine and the 9 or 10 days of the conflict. And you, better than probably anybody that I can think of, you know what it's like to defend your country. You did it in your native of Lebanon. Does what you're seeing in Ukraine, does it look familiar to you?
Oh, Kevin, it sure does, and it's so heartbreaking, and it brings back so many memories. I'm going to emphasize one point, which is when I watched the dads kiss their families goodbye and then head in the other direction with a machine gun in their hand. That was exactly what I did, and watching it just is very, very hard. And I pray for the people of Ukraine. I pray for the defenders. I pray for everybody over there.
I want to ask you, because you did an op-ed piece in the Reno Gazette Journal that I thought was just spot on. It was an opinion piece, obviously, but in it you say that America saved my life. How did America save your life?
You know, Kevin, before I came here, as we just discussed, I was literally fighting in a civil war. Protecting my neighborhood, my family, my friends, and eventually in war, bad things happen and people die. Yeah, and in my case, I think this was one example where obviously America saved my life because my parents brought me here, but also it saved my life in the sense that everything I had gone through was not for nothing. You know, I was able to have a great family, build a great career, give back to this amazing country that had taken me. And I'm still on that track right now. You know, I want to continue to give back, which is why I'm running for governor. So, yes, America did save my life.
And am I right that you had a weapon in your hands at age 15?
You're very right, Kevin. I would report. It was very disciplined. You know, I'd report for 18 to 24 hours, and when I would report in, I would be assigned a weapon and then a position or a job to follow, and that's what I would do for the next 18 hours.
In your op-ed piece, and I was so impressed by it, my experience in war made me who I am today. It is why I'm such a firm believer in the American dream, our freedoms, and perhaps most of all, our right to keep and bear arms. Can you expand on that about your experience in war and how it has influenced you? And is it maybe one of the reasons why you're running for governor of our state?
Yes. We've had wars forever as humans, and it is the one situation where everything goes down to the basics. Everything you ever do goes down to the basic. Perspective is, when something is life and death, I think perspective comes right through. So from that perspective, what I meant to say is that as your governor, we're going to have a lot of crises. But when you've been in the ultimate crisis, which is really battle and life and death, you're always going to have the right perspective when you're dealing with a crisis, and you're going to have a cool head. And that's what we need a lot of times when we have crises. It's somebody with a cool head who can use their intelligence, who can use their experiences, and actually do the right thing when under very tough circumstances. So I think that's what I bring to the table here. And that's very, very important, because we have a lot of challenges.
Again, Guy Nora joining us, Republican candidate for governor. He co-founded a life science venture capital firm. He was born in Lebanon, became an American citizen, and he is running for governor of our state. Guy, let me ask you, you're launching a statewide tour, I'm assuming all 17 counties, in just a couple of weeks. What's it called? The Battleborn Tour 2022. Talk about what you'll be talking about during that week or two.
You know, one of the most important things, again, we said we're going to earn every vote. So I'm going to be going out on my tour, meeting the folks, and asking them what the issues are that they need resolved. What are the issues you're thinking about? What do you have, I'm going to be your governor. You know, how can I work with you and your community to make things better? So a lot of it, honestly, is a listening tour, Kevin, but some of it is also an introduction tour. I'm the least known candidate. People have to meet me and get to know me and get to know what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, what my intentions are. And I think it's going to be a beautiful give and take between a candidate with the best of intentions and the people who matter, which are our constituents.
Does it bother you that a lot of politicians are better at giving speeches than of listening? I mean, that's the one thing that's always stuck in my craw. A lot of politicians love to give speeches, but they don't do listening very well.
Well, you know what? This is what's so funny, Kevin, is that people, politicians are trained that they have bullet points they have to catch. Right? You've got to say your 6 to 7 words that are so important. You're told. So when you're too busy trying to say the 6 to 7 words, you forget to listen. I'm the other way. I want to hear what people have to say, and as they're saying what they're saying, I'll start making my points. So yes, I agree with you. To me, it's actually as we would say, ass backward. And you know what? Let them keep doing it this way. I'm here to shake things up and change the paradigm, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen.
Well, you said in your introduction video you were going to do a campaign unlike any others. Anything that we'll notice out on the campaign trail from you and your campaign, from your creative on radio and TV, anything we're going to see that's different that people will be able to say, wow, I can't believe that?
Well, you know, Kevin, when we did the first introduction video, which I really appreciate you saying that you liked it, it was a leap of faith, right? We didn't know how the world was going to take this. And we took a leap of faith, and we were able to, the majority of the people that I talked to really, really like it. So expect that we're going to double down on this. We're going to do more of this. We're going to do more outside the, the box type of things. And it's going to be, the same style, but more and more on the issues and more making points But again, in the same way that we did with the first video, because that was taken so well by our constituents.
I want to ask you, you probably don't know this because you live up north, but this radio program spends a lot of time talking about education and how we are 49th out of 50 in educational attainment. And the fact is that you are very much a part and you're heavily involved in the statewide constitutional initiative petition for education freedom. Can you talk a little bit about your involvement? And it's not just you flapping your gums. You actually have contributed a great deal of money to this campaign. Can you talk about your donation and what this means?
Well, you know, Kevin, it doesn't get more important than our children. And education is all about our children. And if we're going to attract businesses to our state, we also have to have education taken care of. So from my perspective, our responsibility as adults is to take care of the vulnerable in our society. And in this case, it's the kids. So I need someone who's as impressive as Aaron Phillips, who's doing the Power to Parents Educational Freedom Initiative. And you put your money where your mouth is. That's what I do.
How much did you give?
I gave personally $25,000 to seed the project. We say it's a seeding, you know. Kevin, tell you that this is not just words. First of all, I'm thrilled to be working with Erin and her group, and I would take her any day over anybody that's challenging her right now. I put my money where my mouth is. But the other thing that was incredible, this morning I was in elementary school. I was reading books to the little kids, second graders, and it's exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. I walked out of that room thinking, thank God I'm doing what I'm doing, because the innocence in their eyes, the amazing, they didn't know me from Adam, and they were just excited I was reading them books, and we were having a great time together. And I was thinking, thank you, God, that I'm doing this for these kids, because they so deserve it. And I was so touched and so encouraged today. So this is a big one for me, and I'm all in.
A candidate for governor of the great state of Nevada. Stick around. We got a lot more to do. We're running way behind, by the way. But I wanted you to hear that in his own words right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service.
You know, I'm a lot like you. When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with family and friends, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's been a life-changer. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you've been tested 3, maybe 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. NewHopeTaxDefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit NewHopeTaxDefense.com.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, the Biden administration was crowing about the jobs report. 678,000 jobs created in February. Unemployment down to 3.8%. What they did not tell you was what, AAA says. Gas across the country went up 11 cents in one day. 11 cents a gallon in one day. How long is it going to be before we have shortages? I think that's going to be next. My advice to you, if you're at half full today, I'd get your gas today, because tomorrow it might be up another 11 cents a gallon. Get your gas while you can. And by the way, that's going to create gas shortages. Mark my words, it's coming, and it's coming soon. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint Smart Home Security System with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited-time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next...